Hi there. My name's Carl Halford, and I work at the local museum where I'm the director. The museum's recently reopened its antiquities section, which has been closed for over a year. Let me tell you all about it. Firstly, we wanted to give it a complete new look. As you know, the museum was founded in 1902 and remained unchanged, barring the extension in 1958, until our last renovation project in 1973. So it was high time we freshened things up a little. We've made a lot of changes, and not only to the exhibits themselves. Like, we've replaced the display cabinets, and so on. People notice new cabinets and signs, but often not the fact that the lighting has been improved, although it can change the whole way they see an object, and it's an area in which great technical progress has been made in the last few years. So, what about the exhibits themselves? We've altered the selection on show. Part of our collection of around 650 objects is actually still stored underground, and so we've got 429 out on display, compared to 390 previously. A significant change we've made is in the organisation of the exhibits, so that where before they were grouped according to their place of origin, we've now created a pathway through the museum that allows you to view them in order of age, starting with the oldest as you enter the gallery. We've also provided more information on the signs, such as who first discovered them, how we think they were used, and so on. I'm often asked to talk about some of your favourite pieces, and it's hard to choose. But there's a fascinating cup, just a simple cup, which is over 4,500 years old. Round the side, you see this quite lovely flower pattern. And then if you pick it up and look underneath, you can see the shape of a leaf there. It's a sort of mystery as to why someone would have put that there, and it survived so long. Another little mystery is a little set of figures. There's a farm.